Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and as usual, y'all, I'm excited to gather with you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if you heard that song, I just want you to say the word recover, the word recover. Say, yes, I will recover all that was stolen from me. All the enemy has stolen from me, I will recover it in Jesus' name. And so we just want to give God thanks this morning and just praise his name because he is worthy. He is worthy of all our praise. And he is the one that tapped on us this morning to say, wake up, my child. Wake up, my child. There is more work to be done. There is more work to be done. You are still here in this earthly realm for a reason. And so I pray that God gives you the boldness and to execute on whatever it is that he has called you to do and called you to. Like meaning who he has called you to, who he has assigned you to in this very season of your life. So we just thank God for that. We thank God for that. Okay. All right, y'all. So let's get into this message for today. So the Lord has really had me just marinating on life and everything, right? And as that was occurring this past week, the Lord showed me the wonderful things that he has going on in other people's lives. And this is from people just being bold in their faith, people really reaping the harvest, reaping an harvest from him. They've been doing the sowing. They've been doing, putting in some work, right? Because you, like, don't be expecting a harvest if you're not putting in the work. And so these people I know have been putting in some work, and I was just smiling from ear to ear to hear that they are really reaping the harvest in this season and getting all that God has for them. For them. And so I literally text someone this this past week. I said, reap the harvest, reap it real good. Okay. I said, reap the harvest, reap it real good. I just feel like that might be a t-shirt coming out soon. So if it is, be on standby. But I said, reap the harvest, reap it real good. And if you're not clear on what I'm saying reap. So R-E-A-P, reap. And I can't take it for granted that you understand what the word reap means. And so I took the liberty of looking it up for you. And it states to gather or take a crop or a harvest. And it says to get as a return or result. To reap or to gain large profits. And synonyms that align with the word reap are win, gain, realize, earn, gather. And so one of the sentences I saw that really describes what the word reap is stated, the company is able to reap a harvest on their investments. I want to say that again. It says the company is able to reap a harvest on their investment. And so I'm not just talking about from a financial perspective. Now that's talking about from a financial perspective, that sentence I just shared with you all. But when I say reap the harvest, reap it real good. Listen, yes, you may have invested in your college degree. Yes, you may be putting some money away for retirement. Yes, you may be putting investing in courses and things like that. That's all good. That's financial, yes, and that's a part of preparing for your next. However, the investment piece I'm talking about is also you putting in those applications. It's also you going on those interviews. Anything that is taking or consuming your time is a part of an investment. You could be researching for your business. You could be researching for this interview you have coming up, the companies, the people that you're going to be interviewing with. All of that is part of the investments you're putting in, and you're in waiting in hopes to reap a harvest because of what your investment is, right? And so I just pray right now, the work that you're putting in, the labor that you're putting in, you may be putting in for multiple jobs. I've heard it time and time again. People are putting in hundreds of applications, and it's not just, I'm just applying for these jobs, but it's with strategy. Well, that's how I teach anyway, with strategy. And they're waiting. And I keep telling people, listen, it's okay if you get the rejections. Rejection is part of the process. At least you're hearing something back. Rejection is part of the process. We all get rejected in life, whether it's from a job, whether it's from a person or what have you. We all get rejected at some point in our life, and it's all a part of the process, right? And it's how we handle the rejection. And so that's what I also share with my students or whomever I'm working with from a career coaching perspective. But the point I'm trying to make here is that your investment is not in vain. Your investment is not in vain. You putting in applications is not in vain. You going on these interviews is not in vain. You researching for different companies, you researching in your business to produce something new is not in vain. It's not in vain. God will definitely honor you. It said in the song, it says, I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. Okay, so that's a declaration that we could declare over our lives each and every day. And going back to what I said to a person this past week, reap the harvest, reap it real good. You're deserving of the harvest. So I just declare and decree that when you do reap the harvest, you reap it real good. Real good in knowing that this is what God had in store for you. This is what a part of the abundant life for you looks like. It looks like you reaping the harvest. And I want you all to envision that, because I know some of you all may not even be there right now, but the harvest is your portion. Whatever the harvest is, whatever you're waiting for in this season, it is your portion, because I just declare and decree is what God has called you to and God wants for you. Okay. But we have to put in time. We have to put in effort. Okay. Because this also goes along the lines where faith without works is dead. And so we have to be doing our part too. We have to be doing our human responsibility in the big grand scheme of things. And so I'm waiting. This also brings up the topic of waiting, right? If we don't see the harvest, if we don't realize it right now, I want to let you know that you will. But while you're waiting, waiting to realize the harvest, there is a season, there's a period of, okay, all right, I got to keep doing, I got to keep investing, I got to keep putting in the time, I got to keep working, right, towards the harvest, because I know I'm going to receive it one day. But I want to share with you all that it takes patience. It takes patience. When you're in that waiting phase for your harvest, you're building patience. You're building endurance in your life, And so I did a one prayer call, well, it was just like months ago. It was called The Miracle of Endurance. And so basically that shared with you all that even though you're in your waiting season, you have to see there's a miracle in endurance, meaning God is giving you the strength to endure whatever it is that you're going through, okay? Whatever it is. So we just thank God for the strength, the supernatural strength that he has given us in this season to even endure the times that we may, that we are waiting for the harvest, okay? All right. And so, of course, I got to bring it back to scripture. Isaiah 40 verse 31 states, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Okay. Like if you read that multiple times, you will, it has so much power in that verse. So much power in Isaiah 40, chapter 40, that is, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Like the Lord has our back. God has our back all day, every day. All day, every day. We just got to lean on him a little bit more and build up our trust in him. And the only way we do that, you all, is to get into or a better relationship with God. Literally talking to him all throughout our work days, all throughout our week, and just confiding in him about the things that worry us, about the things that, you know, we can do but so much, but God can do it all, okay? We can do but so much, but God, listen, can do it all. And so we just thank God right now for strengthening us. Even though we may feel weak in certain areas of our life, we just thank God for renewing our strength, giving us new strength, new confidence within him, and so that we may not fall weary in doing good. And I feel like that was for someone too. You may be doing all the things and you like, I don't see it, God. When is my time? When is it my season? When am I going to get the job of my dreams? When am I going to live in the quote unquote soft era? Because everybody wants to do that. But it takes work to get there. It takes patience to get there. It takes our endurance being built up to get there, to whatever lifestyle you want to get to. But I encourage you to get to the abundant lifestyle. That's what God wants for us. And that's what I want for you too. And so that is, you can find that scripture in John 10:10. I call that the John 10:10 promise, because the Lord, he gives us a warning in that scripture that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but God has come to give us life and life more abundantly, okay, in any given season. Like God is like, I want you to live an abundant lifestyle, but there are some things that you're not going to just live in all, you know, all the flowers, it's all flowery picture, it's all peaches and cream, and it's all good. Yeah, but you're going to go through things in order for God to really produce what it is that he has called you to be. Okay? All right. So that was my message for this morning. I pray that that really penetrated your spirit and really sits with you, especially if you are in that waiting season and you're like, God, when is it going to be my turn? I just want to let you know that your turn is coming up. Your turn is coming up, and it could already be here. It could already be here. It's just that we want that you have to really open up your spiritual eyes, close your carnal eyes, open up your spiritual eyes, and really see that God is working in your life. He is working all around you. So when the harvest comes, I just declare and decree that you reap the harvest and reap it real good, knowing that you invested in this time, knowing that you were doing the work, knowing that God all had your back the entire time. So reap the harvest when it comes, and if it's here, reap it real good. All right. Okay, so let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for their gifts. I ask that you activate their gifts and stir them up. Stir them up so good, God. The ones that don't even know what their gifts are, Lord, Father God, I ask that you reveal it to them. I ask that you reveal whatever it is that you have called them to be in this earthly realm. God, let them know it's never too late. It's never too late to do what you have called them to do, Lord. You're always activating gifts and helping people, helping your sons and your daughters to execute at the right appointed time. So God, we just thank you. We thank you for the strength that you have given us, supernatural strength you have given us to endure certain seasons of our life, God. God, we thank you for the new jobs. We thank you for the new the co-workers too, God. We ask that you set the atmosphere wherever it is, whether it be going into the job or just sitting at home remotely working, God. We ask that you bless the atmosphere that we work in, Lord. Let it be a nourishing atmosphere for us to learn. Let it be a nourishing atmosphere for us to really communicate and articulate our thoughts, God, and work in a collaborative way in the name of Jesus. Let us be the light in the midst of darkness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you have called us to be servants, faithful servants of you, God. So let us display that unapologetically in our workplaces, throughout our businesses, Lord, and throughout life in general, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you for the boldness to execute in this earthly realm. We thank you for our financial situations, God. We ask that you correct anything that needs to be corrected, God. We ask that you intervene where you need to intervene, Lord. We thank you for our health, God. We ask that you strengthen us in areas and heal us in areas we may not even know we need to be healed, God. God, we ask that you touch us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord, and protect our rights, our left sides, our top, our bottoms, around, God. We just thank you. We thank you for dispatching your angels to surround our households, God, to surround our families, to surround the vehicles that we are going to be transported in this week, God. We just thank you. We thank you for really just orchestrating everything this week and just going before us and being in every conversation before we even get there, being in every room before we even get there, being on every call or what have you, Lord, before we even get there. Thank you for the setting the tone and setting the atmosphere for us. So in Jesus' precious name I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.